Okay, so this is our shop meeting on February 28th. And then Tanya asked if Amy or Michelle would do meeting minutes for us. So welcome. she has written down to just review the meeting minutes from last time. So just kind of what we talked about. We talked about for counsel and co-counsel, Tiffany Berry was staying as counsel and Amanda McKillop, how do you say your name? Yeah, is staying for co-counsel. And then we were supposed to have a speaker from Bell County Public Health come last time, but Tanya had to reschedule that. So I don't have a date on when that will be, when we all have that. We talked a lot about the Backpack Buddies last time, the meals and snacks being provided every Thursday. The counselors were identifying which students were in need for that. And then we talked about B-Tree, which I had never been a part of B-Tree before, and I think it was a huge success. And they were right. A lot of the staff members go get those Bs before anybody else. But and then... Narcan is now available at every campus, and I know Tanya has gone and put those where all the AEDs are. There is Narcan. And Dr. Berry had asked about getting training for the staff on Narcan, just since we're seeing an increase in that. So that is something that we will add to the beginning of the year training whenever we do all that, the nurse training at the beginning of the year. And then we talked also about impact counseling, and we said that we had 35 students that were currently enrolled for that, receiving services, and that we didn't have a waiting list at that time, but if we needed to, we could create one, and that we would just continue monitoring how many kids we have for that. Next, she has counselor updates. So I don't know if y'all want to touch on some of that or if you have anything else that you wanted to...
I think we're rolling along. We're doing registration right now from the high school level. I know middle school has it planned to come talk to fifth graders.
We're working on that. At the end of March, we're going to do choice sheets and a fifth grade meeting.
So we're getting ready for next year. Gearing up we've just finished eighth grade, and the eighth graders are so excited to go to our new high school. It's been fun talking to them about that and classes and stuff. And we are continuing to refer to impact counseling and continuing to monitor and make sure that it's meeting the needs of our students and our community and our families. What else is going on, guys? We all got to go to the school counselor conference, and so we learned some valuable things through that. I don't know what else Tanya really wanted us to talk about. Kindness Week. You want to talk about Kindness Week?
We just celebrated was that last week already?
It was, yes, ma'am.
Yes, it was last week. We just did different little activities throughout the day. We put up, we did the little shout-out station where they could write little notes to their friends or their teachers or some of them to their parents, and it was really sweet to watch them. It was something that... when they came in the mornings, they were super excited to do. They all stopped at the little table and it was fun for them. So, and I think everybody from first grade up to fifth grade, at some point, all of the grade levels enjoyed time doing that. So it was good.
Yeah, my husband got a lot of those. I did not get
those. Oh, he did.
There's
Dad's always the fun one. Yeah, everything goes to Dad. Mm-hmm.
And at the ECC, we did random acts of kindness where adults recognized adults, staff members, and students. And we put it on our kindness tree, and at the end of the month, we'll give them out to those that received them, the little leaves, or maybe we'll leave it a little longer because it wasn't out very long. And then we had some motivational kindness on the sidewalks, which was a suggestion, and they really loved that. Even though most of our little kiddos couldn't read it, it was in cursive and fancy writing, they wanted us to read it, and then they were excited to see it when they came to school. So that's kind of what we did on our campus.
We're continuing to monitor it spring, and who knows what spring brings. So we will just be available for students as needed, and I don't know. What else? What else is going on?
Lessons.
What?
We continue our guidance lessons. Mm-hmm. Just finished up honesty. You may have done a different one.
January is honesty. I did kindness for February. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a little kind of like a climate survey, I guess, like with the kids. We did like a little, like on the Chromebooks, and just kind of had some questions like, do you feel loved when you come here? Or like just a bunch of random different things. Or for the older kids, there were like some short answer questions like, what do you wish your teacher knew about you? Or what do you love the most about your teacher? And we're not quite finished yet, but it's been pretty eye-opening to see like what the things that they say. It's been pretty neat. So that was one thing.
Any other counselors have anything else to share or anything y'all want to touch on?
No, we've been helping out with eighth grade registration, getting everything set up. We're a little behind on Kindness Week because student council is taking charge of that. So we're just going to do some kindness activities because it didn't happen in time for when we had originally planned. But yeah, we kind of talked about how coming up at the end of March, we're going to be doing a parent, we're going to get with you on that. We haven't set a date or figured anything out, but a parent meeting for fifth grade and doing choice sheets and figuring out kind of like classes and all that stuff for incoming sixth graders. So,
cool. Exciting. The next thing she had on here was aim for success, and I know we talked a little bit about that last time. They did come up with some dates. The parent meeting will be on May 8th. And then the aim for success will be on May 9th. And that is a one where they have to opt in and sign that it is okay for their child to attend. And I know we talked about possibly doing a fourth grade program. That is something that I'm going to get with Ms. Cheney on. And we were talking about maybe sending out
survey.
Thank you very much. On if you know people would be if parents would be interested in that a fourth grade program before to do it at the end of fourth grade before the students for just girls on a just a puberty talk. Since we have so many starting earlier and earlier. But yeah, that was really it. Open discussion. Questions, anything that we want to touch on, anything going on in the community?
Just based on what you were saying, I know that my grandson goes to Fair ISD, which is obviously a large district, third largest in the state. But they do theirs at the end of fourth grade, but they do it for everybody. And theirs is based on basically human development, and that's the way that they would do theirs.
Yeah.
And it encompasses the whole thing, and they have an opt-in thing that they do. And so they send out a thing to all the parents saying, do you want to opt in, opt out, whatever you have to do that. And so that's how they do theirs. Yeah. But again, like I said, it's a much, much larger district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would recommend sending the survey home to both boys and girls and then just letting the survey data drive the decision. You may see that there's a large preference one way or the other. But it might not hurt to go ahead and ask.
It's a good idea.
Just because. I'll be meeting with Ms. Gadsden with the impact counseling here in the coming months as we finalize the breakup of the new buildings to discuss what that may look like if we move forward with them into next year. Days and times and frequencies and all that kind of things. And then I believe, was it Ms. Contrusi, you were going to talk about surveying parents of students who have gone through, students and parents, or either.
We did talk about that.
Uh-huh. And then having a survey on, we need to measure the effectiveness, right, of what impact counseling is doing here in our district. And while we may think it looks great, if our students are saying otherwise or our parents are saying otherwise, we would want to have that data before we re-enter into a new contract. So I think we all feel very positive about it, but if we could have some substantiating data, whether it could help make a good sound decision as we move into the spring. So I've told her that we're pausing until the buildings are broken up, but then I also wanted to get that data so we can just make some sound sound judgmental.
We'll get on that. Now that registration's kind
of. It's not there yet, but as we move into the end of the year. So thank you for taking that on.
Sure.
Anything else that
there's
y'all
a medical would like? Note. March is National Athletic Training.
No.
This evening.
Make a note of that.
Toot your kids' horns.
Well, some school districts do some things for that.
Yes.
I have not made a plan to do anything for that, but we can. The students here, our program has grown from basically like 8 kids to now. I've had parents contact me via email if they want their kids to do it. I've had kids ask to do it, so we're looking at obviously having a class for it next year. We're doing things to make sure the program is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be more like close to 20 kids next year, so I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And so kids can do these things, plus scholarships, things like that, plus letting them know about the educational requirements, things like that, where now you can't even do what I do without a master's degree. You can't do the things that you would normally do anymore without doing that. And plus, you know, scholarships available, people going and getting college paid for or doing things. And you know, and if that's what you choose not to do, well, I'm going to stop you from doing something else. You want to be a PT or other things. You can work almost anywhere. Now, in today's society, the opening things that you can do range anywhere from working for a school like this, or you can work for astronauts if you choose to, because there happen to be, I personally know, 2 athletic trainers that work for NASA. And they
that's
help
cool.
train the astronauts. So.
I wish I had stuff like that when I was younger.
Yeah,
like,
really
look what you can do with this degree.
Ms. Shaw, would you mind sharing out, since student health, you know, they come here and they eat every day 2 square meals. Not all students eat in the cafeteria, but a large chunk of our students do. And so would you mind sharing out with our, the health inspector had to say about our cafeterias?
Yes, we, all 4 of our cafeterias got 100, passed, said that it was the cleanest district that he had seen in his district. So I was proud of that.
Yeah
that's awesome.
They don't tell us they're coming. They just show up. They show up and we tell each other they're coming. But no, we did really good. And we're working on, right now what I'm working on is what's called CEP, is where everybody eats for free. And how much of a hit will take if everybody eats for free. That's what, so I'm working on that right now, working on some numbers. I'll know more by March 6th-ish, exact numbers. But we are feeding more than we have fed in the past, I've been here 8 years. Our numbers are higher than they have ever been.
I was gonna say, there was one morning at elementary that y'all were like, we served 200 kids for breakfast.
Yesterday at lunch.
Donut day.
It's donut
chocolate
day.
Donut day, I bet so.
What did we have? Oh, that chicken and waffles.
Oh,
oh my
that,
goodness.
Yeah, I like that too.
My kids ate that.
Just 1 second. They served 431 students at ES alone yesterday. We served
over half.
Half. And usually a rough estimate for any is 45% is like a goal for a lot of cafeterias. We served 265 at high school yesterday. My staff was beat. I was beat. But so we are serving more. We are, we started at the winter break offering 2 options at the 3 campuses. So the only one we can't is the ECC because of the way we prepare their food. And we're doing good. So I'll know more about the CEP, where all campuses can eat for free, or we can also break it up where only certain campuses eat for free too. We don't want to do that because you don't want a middle school student asking, parent asking why their 5-year-old can eat for free, but their 10-year-old can't. So I'm working on numbers for that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Trying to think if there was anything else. I know we touched briefly on, if maybe y'all can jog my memory, like a health fair that y'all have done in the past, or like a day.
Is the high school
where...
gonna continue on with that this year?
I'm not sure about that. I don't. There's been some discussion, but not a final decision.
Yeah, it's a good 2 months of planning.
Yeah.
If your leadership team was gonna do that, y'all would wanna probably kick the planning off here in the next week or so, and then it comes together, right? But
right.
First, it's the date and the time, and then you start working through the pieces of who all. So. Yeah, if y'all are able to do that again, I think that would be really neat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah, that's all I have, unless anybody has anything they'd like to touch on in addition.
I was just wondering how the Thursday sacks are going. Are the kids picking them up? Or are they getting them?
Deliver them.
You deliver them? So they're going out to them.
Okay. Yeah.
Us too when we get them. Yeah. You're, call the kids in, give it to them.
So they're all getting sent out. That's what I was just worried about. I just didn't want to be bombarding them.
How are y'all doing it? Like, are y'all calling them up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, each time?
Mm-hmm.
They're not? Okay.
Whenever we have one to give them, we call them in and hand it out.
Okay.
Awesome. We take ours to the classroom
mm-hmm.
and the teacher just
gives
them their backpack. That's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'll bring y'all some more work.
Yes, thank you.
They like gummies.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting cases of candy to with it too.
Okay.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Thank you. Are you still a
second?
Are you still a